It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for July 28th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is bivouac, spelled B-I-V-O-U-A-C. Bivouac is a verb that means to make a temporary encampment under little or no shelter. It can also mean to take shelter, often temporarily, or to provide temporary quarters for. Here's the word used in a sentence from Wired by Matt Simon. Bivouacked in the middle of the Filchner-Ron ice shelf, a five-hour flight from the nearest Antarctic station, nothing comes easy. But though it was the southern summer, geologist James Smith of the British Antarctic Survey endured nearly 3 months of freezing temperatures, sleeping in a tent, and eating dehydrated food. In his 1841 dictionary, Noah Webster observed that the word bivouac was a French borrowing having military origins. He defined the noun bivouac as the guard or watch of a whole army as in cases of great danger of surprise or attack, and the verb as to watch or be on guard as a whole army. The French word is derived from the Low German word bivacht, which translates to by guard. Germans used the word specifically for a patrol of citizens who assisted the town watch at night. Today, bivouac has less to do with guarding and patrolling than it does with taking shelter. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.